via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia claims to have captured Mariupol in what would be its biggest victory yet in its war with Ukraine. A spokesman said the Russian defense minister reported the complete liberation of the steel plant, the last stronghold of Ukrainian resistance, and the city as a whole. The announcement followed a nearly three-month siege that reduced much of the strategic port city to a smoking ruin. More than 20,000 civilians are feared dead. There was no immediate confirmation from Ukraine, though. A Russian state news agency quoted the ministry as saying that more than 2,400 Ukrainian fighters who had been holed up at the steelworks had surrendered since Monday, including over 500 on Friday. Meanwhile, Russian forces reportedly continue pounding cities in eastern Ukraine, with Kyiv saying the city of Rubizna had been reduced to rubble. Flashpoint Ukraine's Steve Miller caught up with reporter Anna Shernikova in the Ukrainian capital to learn more.
And in particularly, Russian forces had a very important goal to occupy the city of Rubizna, so they needed this point to be captured as this operational point.
And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky devoted his nightly video address to Ukraine's demand that Russia be held financially responsible for the damage its forces are inflicting on Ukraine. Pandemic-related restrictions on migrants seeking asylum on the southern border must continue, according to a judge on Friday, in an order blocking the Biden administration's plan to lift them early next week. The ruling was just the latest instance of a court derailing the president's proposed immigration policies along the U.S. border with Mexico. This is VOA News. Violent storms buffeting western Germany on Friday killed at least one man, injured about 40. 10 of them seriously when an apparent tornado raked several towns. Details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Images on social media showed an apparent tornado flinging debris through the air, though the German Weather Service did not immediately confirm a tornado had occurred. Local media said a 38-year-old man in the far western town of Wittgert died of head injuries sustained when he fell after suffering an electric shock in a flooded cellar. Meteorologists say the extreme weather was caused by hot air coming from Africa, meeting relatively cooler air moving down from Northern Europe. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A rare tornado in the U.S. state of Michigan that hammered a small town has killed at least one person and injured more than 40. A Munson Healthcare spokesman, Brian Lawson, said Friday that he had no details about the person who was killed or the conditions of those who were hurt by the tornado that rushed through Gaylord, a city of about 4,200. The National Weather Service forecaster said extreme winds are uncommon in that part of Michigan because the Great Lakes suck energy out of storms, especially in spring when the lakes are very cold. Pakistan's new foreign minister says that his country has resumed engagement with the United States after years of strained relations under the former Prime Minister Imran Khan. Bilawal Bhutto Zardari spoke in an interview with the Associated Press in New York, where he was attending meetings this week on the global food crisis at the UN headquarters. He had also held talks with top diplomats, including an hour discussion with the U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken. He, the 33-year-old son of the assassinated Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, called the talks with Blinken very encouraging and very positive and productive. A current U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration agent and former supervisor in the agency were charged Friday with leaking confidential law enforcement information to narco defense lawyers in Miami in exchange for $70,000. The bribery conspiracy indictment unsealed in New York charges the agent, John Costanzo Jr., with accepting bribes to provide sensitive information about investigations to Manny Riccio. Recapping our top story, Russia has claimed to have captured Mariupol in what would be its biggest victory yet in the war with Ukraine. A spokesman said the Russian defense minister reported the complete liberation of the steel plant there as well. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.